Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Local Business Network Hour. Local Business Network is Michigan's most powerful business referral organization because we are truly committed to maximizing referrals for our members and because we have the experience and systems necessary to achieve that goal. Over 13 years of experience in building, training, and supporting business referral groups has resulted in a referral generation program superior to that offered by any of our competitors. Join Al and Chuck with today's show. Enjoy.
Hey, happy Wednesday, everybody. Al Crawford here, joined in Texas by Chuck Gifford. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Awesome. It's great to be on the show. It's great to be back, and we weren't able to have a show last week, so always miss when we're not able to do it. So I'm glad we have the opportunity this week to chat and to go over some different things. You know, Chuck, forgive me for this, but I don't remember if there was a specific thing that you were looking to cover last week that I didn't have. So I didn't want to jump on anything if there was something that you had wanted to cover last week first.
No, not really. Nothing that was terribly important. We had been talking over several sessions about your pot of gold and finding your pot of gold, and we just kind of wrapped up that series talking about your pot of gold basically is a source for referrals that come to you for free and that you can then exchange for referrals for yourself, which of course have tremendous value to you. So we were talking about the various sources for those, and also once you have found that source, then the final step in the process is to find people to give them to that will reciprocate, that will give back to you. And, of course, that's what LBN is designed to do. LBN is designed to build a team or teams of referral partners who work together to support one another, give referrals to one another, and essentially create wealth for each other. So that's really what we're all about. And if you're an LBN member, you automatically have this team that's available to you. But it's still necessary for you to go out and to actually meet with these people, to build trust with them, to share information about your business, to learn about their business, to actually talk about ways in which you're going to help each other, discover those ways that are easiest for you to generate those referrals for each other, and then really to put that into practice so that there's ultimately a steady flow of referrals coming back and forth. And
right. In
LBN, we kind of design things so that you're not just stuck in your local chapter. You can't just look for referral partners there, but we have a whole series of opportunities for you to interact with people in other chapters so that you can build relationships with your ideal referral partners wherever they might be in LBN. So you can go visit other chapters where you don't have a direct competitor. We have regional networking events, multi-chapter events where people get together. We have industry exchanges where people in related professions get together for meet each other, see if there might be someone there that would be a good referral partner, and to set an appointment to sit down and talk further and find out and explore what those opportunities might be. And then we have our regional mixers and business socials and all kinds of events to try to get people together that can be ideal referral partners. So we really help complete that process of the referral what we call the referral miracle, which is the conversion of this referral that you capture, which comes to you for free, and exchange that for something that has tremendous value to you, literally producing gold from dirt, you know,
right.
and putting that money in your pocket. So, that's what we do in LBN, and that's what we're focused on. That's what our systems are designed for. That's what our training is designed for. That's what all of our special forums and trainings are designed for. And I think we do quite a good job at it if our members will listen and use those tools as they're intended to be used.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, I'm hoping probably the next couple of days to have the schedule out for our the industry exchanges that we're going to be doing starting in March, which will be a cross-section of kind of four major categories that we've identified within LBN that we'll be hosting. And I'm waiting for confirmation back from a place in Royal Oak that we've been doing this in this last 2 years that it seemed to be a pretty good location for everybody. So I'm hoping to have that nailed down by the end of this week. But I did want to talk about our April 19th event, and it's a joint event that we're going to be doing with the Greater Farmington Chamber of Commerce. And the idea behind it was we as LBN had been doing our mixers for a long time, and they had been doing a mixer as well. And what we're looking to do is to kind of bring a different tinge to it, because I guess the way that I looked at it and how we did our events all the time was that we always set them up so that we'd have a period of time that was going to be for the participants. So everybody who has a booth or a table, whatever, at the event, they'd actually have the ability to network, and then we would then open it up. Well, what happened was when we started talking to this chamber, they never had that part. So what they basically did was they just had an event that was open to the public, and they really had very little interaction with each other. They didn't really have that opportunity. And so in talking to them for the last couple of months, we came to an agreement that on April 19th, we're going to be doing a joint event where we're actually going to have the ability to have members of the Farmington Chamber, as well as all of LBN, will have the opportunity to have a booth at this at their event. We know it's April 19th. We just don't know the location yet. And what I'm really excited about is that we're going to bring the kind of the LBN flavor into this, and that we're going to actually have it open just to the participants first. So we're going to do some networking. One of the things we're probably going to do, and if you've been to one of our mixers, we do what we call a 10-second tango, where we're doing some speed networking. And it's going to be an opportunity for everybody to get to know each other a little bit better in a way that is a lot of fun. At least I think it's a lot of fun. And the feedback's always been very positive on it. And then once that happens, then we're going to be able to open it up and have, you know, the general public, you know, come in. And I think it'll be a win-win for everyone. And then we're looking to replicate that in other groups and other chambers. So if you're listening and you are a member or a leader in a local chamber in Southeast Michigan, we'd love to talk to you and to see if it's something we could – we would love to do that in concert and to do it more. I'm looking to do several of them for 2018 and to see if this is a fit that we can do to be able to complement both the local chambers as well as LBN.
Yeah, that a lot of people may not understand what the 10-second tango is, but some of our members were saying, you know, really like some kind of activity that would be an icebreaker that would get us, you know, interacting with other members in LBN in a very rapid manner. And so we developed this 10-second tango, and actually you have 30 seconds with each person. So you have two lines, let's say there are 10 people in each line facing each other. And so you have 10 seconds to explain to the other person who you are, what you do, and what you're looking for. I mean, it's got to be very, very fast. And they have 10 seconds to explain the same thing to you. and then you have 10 seconds to, you know, if there's something there, if there's something you want to talk about further, to make arrangements to contact each other after the tango's over, or, you know, by cell phone later or whatever. And then you move to the next person. And so, you know, within 5 minutes, you've gone through, you've met 10 new people. And
right.
So it creates that rapid introduction to a lot of people. And then afterwards, they're all milling around for 10, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, maybe as long as a half an hour, chatting with each other and, you know, taking the conversations further and learning more about each other and setting up appointments and so on. So basically, we kind of had to train our members how to do it, because at first the tendency is to want to try to spew out your entire 30-second commercial or 60-second
right.
commercial in 10 seconds, which you can't do. It takes a little bit of experience to get to know it. So the second time through, you're a little better at it. And by the third time, usually, you know, most people have it pretty well. But our members seem to love it. And so, you know, we just kept doing it. Every time we had a regional mixer, we'd do these 10-second tangos, you know, just to create the opportunity for people to meet each other, get some conversations going, and you know, just get things started.
And what the other thing I like about it is then what you have to think about is that, okay, so now so let's say that you get to talk to 10, 20, 30 people because we do it over and over until everybody who's wanted to be a part of it has done it or has wanted to do it more than once. So now you're going to be at an event that's going to be open for 3 hours, let's say. And as you're talking to people, and all of a sudden they're like, hey, so what are you doing here? Well, I'm looking for this. And you're going like, oh, my God, I just talked to that person. And that's what I love seeing. They're like, wait, that guy over there, he does that. And that's something you would never have ever had the opportunity, because you didn't know. You had no idea who the person is. And what I always see, if you've ever worked an expo or anything, you might get to talk to the people on each side of you or across from you. That's pretty much it. And so to have that ability to kind of have that interaction, to me, creates a lot more possibility to be able to help another person there with perhaps a lead or some closed business even.
Right. And so, you know, I think what's going to be interesting is that the greater Farmington area chamber members are going to know the people in the chamber, and they're going to be able to say, well, you know, you got to meet Joe Livingston, you know, he's exactly the guy you're looking for. And somebody in the LBN that's an LBN member is going to say, well, you know, that's Richard Smith's or whatever, you know. And so they'll be able to, they know the members of each group, and they'll be able to connect each other with the people they want to talk to. So it should be very interesting to see how it works in a dual organization environment.
Yeah.
And
I'm
LBN
excited.
We're kind of connecting people with different chapters, and this thing will be connecting people in different organizations.
Yeah. And the thing is that as I've been kind of planting the seed, I've got several other chambers that have really been excited about, you know, talking about this. And so I've basically said is that we're going to do this one, and we're going to look at how it went, what we like, what we didn't like, and we're going to learn from it just like we do with everything else. And I think we can put together something, you know, that can be very, very easily transferable to, you know, other types of groups and organizations.
Right. And you know, we're hoping to go on even further with the Farmington Chamber and build an even stronger relationship, find even greater ways we can work together. They're doing some business referral groups, and they're not getting as many referrals as they like. Well, they don't have the training programs that we have. So there may be a way for us to provide some of that training for their members and help them out. And we can benefit from the interaction with the members of their chamber, and some of them may be interested actually in joining LBN groups that are beyond the boundaries of Farmington, you know, because some businesses need to reach out across many different communities rather than just one. So we might be able to help some of those businesses broaden their reach through involvement in LBN. And, of course, we have 25, 30 chapters there in the Detroit metro area and cover the entire region. And so, you know, if they're in a unique business, they can go visit all of those chapters. So it should be interesting to see what kind of ways we can find that we can work together, help each other, and reap benefits from the relationship.
Yeah, and I think that, and that's, you know, for our listeners, if there's something that, you know, that you're thinking of with your group or organization that, you know, you want to get better, we're not saying, you know, stop what you're doing, but we're saying that, hey, if you can be better, then, you know, why not take advantage of that? And, you know, if there's something we can do to help, and what we'd really like to do is we'd love to grow our membership. So to be able to have a relationship where, you know, perhaps the people from your group join LBN joins your group, everybody gets to be a better networker. And it's a way we can stimulate your local economy and everybody get better. It's a win-win all the way around.
Absolutely.
So Chuck,
looking forward to that. Should be fun, and I'm sure we'll learn a lot from it. I won't be perfect first time around, but we'll learn from it and do it better the second time. And so on and so on.
For sure. Yeah, and we'll look for it. Chuck, I wanted to know the subject matter that you talked about in the news notes on Monday. Did you want to go through that a little bit? Because I think it's a good subject for people to talk about that I don't think some people don't even think about it, but I thought it was definitely worth spending some time on.
Okay. Well, Monday, we talked about, I was recently at a networking event, and this woman came up to me, and she introduced herself as a car buying expert, and basically she was offering a service where you would describe what you want to her, and then she would go out and shop for that car for you. Amongst the local dealerships, negotiate the best price she could for you, bring that deal to you to run it past you and get your agreement if that's what you want to do. You would sign the papers, she would take them back, she would close the deal, she would actually bring the car to your home. So you never really even had to go to the dealership. You could just do it all remotely from home. And so that sounded pretty interesting to me because we don't have anybody like that in any of our chapters down here in Texas. And I thought, well, you know, I can fit her in just about any one of my chapters, and she could visit all chapters, so she could benefit dramatically from membership in LBN. So, you know, I think I'll follow up with her and invite her to a chapter and so on. So I asked for her business card, and she gave her a card, and it said that she was a linguist and a trainer and didn't mention car buying at all. And then her email was a Mary Kay email. And so now I'm a little bit confused. Tell me she's a car expert, and yet she's promoting herself as a linguist, a trainer, and a Mary Kay consultant. And so, I mean, I just lost interest at that point. And because, you know, this is a person who's running four different businesses, doesn't even have a card that describes what she's trying to promote herself as doing. And, you know, I'm looking for people for LBN who are experts in their field and who are going to be able to provide a good service for the members or the people that members refer to her. And, you know, suddenly I lost all confidence here. And I don't even think she realizes that she was doing anything wrong. But, if you're, even if you have multiple businesses, you definitely don't want to promote all four of them at the same event.
Absolutely.
You know, her theory being that, hey, I'll throw it all up against the wall, see if anything sticks, and we'll go from there. But to me, it was just an absolute turnoff. I lacked afterwards all confidence. If somebody has to run four different businesses to make ends meet, how good are they at what they do? And, I understand some people have a main business and they have something else that they might do on the side, and that's fine. But having four different businesses and promoting them all as your full-time business just doesn't get it. So
yeah,
I just lost all interest at that point. But, so I think go ahead.
I really just I think that, again, we're not saying anything against having more than one business at all, but you got to choose your battles. You really do. And the one thing that we do, and this is as far as, if you're in a free group and it's kind of, people do whatever they want to do, with LBN, you have a category. And so, you got to decide what you're going to be, and that's what you're going to be. So even if you're going to do a different business, that's what you have. It's what you have to talk about. And I think that's really made it different for me in understanding with other people. And I've come across a couple people over the last few years that have joined, and I've heard them be one business at one chapter and another business at another chapter, and I'm going to them, I'm like, you can't do that. You can't. And they're totally different, like unbelievably different in what they're doing. Like, one was like building a website, and the next one it was like buying Bitcoin or buying gold or something. And I'm like, whoa, what are you doing? You can't do this stuff. And ultimately what happened is that because of the cross-chapter networking, there's the same people listening and hearing this guy having all these different things. And what he did was people lost confidence in everything that he did. And ultimately he failed.
Yeah.
And so that's the reality of how that worked out for him.
Yeah. It definitely doesn't work in LBN. But I think just in general, if you approach people and promote yourself, and you're describing yourself as an expert in a field, and you hand them a business card that tells them your three other things, that's not going to fly either. I mean, you're just killing yourself. And so, you just really need to decide who you're going to be that night, and promote it. If you're going to run a couple of businesses, you can't promote them all and hope that something sticks with somebody. You're just really shooting yourself in the foot. So begin to look at you as if you truly are not professional.
I'd met a guy at a networking event last month, and he gave me his card. And it said he was in construction. And then as I started talking to him, he didn't do construction. And it was more of like a handyman kind of thing. And then I asked if he was licensed, and he said he wasn't. And it was just like, whoa. And I think that's kind of important too. We got to know that. We actually just had in the Detroit area, we just had a huge issue. It was on one of the, in Detroit, they call it the Hall of Shame. And there was a local contractor who had basically scammed a bunch of people. And I remember the guy, I met the guy at one of our meetings. He had visited and, good looking guy, talked a good game. And it was something where, so the guy stuck in my brain, but he didn't join. And there ended up being a thing on the Hall of Shame where this guy had scammed a bunch of people. Like, he took thousands and thousands of dollars for people. And when they checked, the guy wasn't even licensed. He had no license to practice. And so he had scammed these people. And that's the, I guess, Chuck, can you kind of talk about, like, because what I would believe is that with LBN, the guy would have never made it in. I truly believe that. And if you could kind of talk about the vetting system that we have in place for our chapters, I think it's important.
Yeah, well, first of all, when we get an application in, we ask our members, the applicant lists the licenses that they have. And so we check with the State Department and any other licensing bureau that applies in their particular case to find out if they truly are licensed, because we don't want somebody to say they have a license and then end up not having a license. And so we go through that process to make sure that they, you know, they are properly licensed. Also, if we get a complaint about a member, somebody feels like they would have been mistreated, we immediately look into the situation. We get we interview both the complainant and the person being complained about, and get their stories, and require that the person being complained about correct the situation or explain, you know, satisfactorily, you know, why they shouldn't or why this other person is misinterpreting the situation or whatever, so that we can look into it and you know, make a decision as to whether or not this is somebody we want to have in the chapter. And if it's just, you know, if we're unclear, we err on the side of safety and ask the person to leave. We refund their money. If they're obviously cheating somebody, then we just kick them out. No refund. But if there's a question, you know, because we don't want that person to go to another LBN member or have another referral and mistreat that person. So, and we'll remove people. We'll actively pursue them and remove them from membership if we feel that that they've done somebody wrong. Now, sometimes there are misunderstandings, and usually when you say, okay, there's, you know, somebody complained about your service, the person stands up and says, hey, you know, I'll make it right. I don't care what it takes. I'll make it right. And they go and they take care of it. And so I know, you know, you and I have worked through a number of those where the person that did the work just says, I may not agree with what the guy's saying, but I'll do it. I'll make it right. I don't want to lose my position in LBN.
Right, and it's been very few. I mean, in all seriousness, I mean, for the amount of years I've been in LBN, it's been so few that I've been amazed. And it's been a long time now. It's been several years since we've had anything.
Right. So. But the point is, we don't just let that thing go, okay? We don't let those situations fester on. we do take action and we do kick people out. But first, we try to correct the situation, allow the person to correct the situation. And, many businesses, you have employees, and sometimes those employees have a bad day or whatever, and or they just don't do the right thing. The guy that owns the company is as shocked about it as the person that was mistreated. But, if they're willing to correct it and make sure that everything's okay, then we consider it resolved and give them another chance. If it keeps happening, then we got a problem.
Right.
So.
I guess what we want our audience to understand is that, that these are the types of things that are really important to us, that if you join something, you're part of an organization, that there's a voice, that it's not just a free-for-all. You don't join something and there is accountability. Somebody is not doing what they're supposed to be. We empower the chapter to say that they can't be a part of it anymore. And then ultimately, if somebody's mistreated and it's not rectified, then we can remove them. Because we really want this to be a safe haven. We really want it to be something where you can feel confident that, that if somebody's recommends you, that you're going to do a good job for them. And that's, to me, that's so important. It's so important in understanding how this all works, because everybody's so busy and people don't have a chance to shop around and vet and do all the things they want to do, and to be able to reach out to somebody and say, I'm really looking for somebody who can do this. And you could say it with certainty. That feels good.
Yeah, our reputation is on the line with every job that every member does. So,
right.
This guy came from that was recommended by LBN or an LBN member or an LBN chapter or whatever. And so, our reputation is involved. So we want to make sure it's done right.
Absolutely. Yeah, and it's one of the things that I think that, we communicate pretty clearly in the training too. And that's one of the things that I think that people walk away with from the training is that it's way more of a team or a family than they thought or what they've been used to and the other things that they were a part of. And I think, again, if that's important to you, it was really important to me, then that's what we try to create. It's the environment we try to create for you guys.
Right.
So I guess what I can spend a couple of minutes talking about the industry exchanges that we're going to be doing starting in March. And what we're going to be doing is we're going to be breaking it into four different segments. And this will be open not just to – I mean, it's for LBN members, but we will be opening this up for people that want to come and check it out. And basically what we've done is we've broken it into real estate. So it'll be all real estate-related businesses will be invited. We're going to do technology, so all IT-type businesses. And then we're going to do attorneys and then financial services. And so we're going to have it into those categories. And what this will do is this will encompass basically 99% of the LBN membership. Because that's really our membership is really all focused on really in those four categories, and I'm excited about having this set up.
Jan also suggested medical services.
Okay, yeah, we can look to do that, and that's maybe something that as we get more into the that might be another type of chapter that we're developing then, if we're looking to go into that in that way. That might be another way, but again, I'm totally open to have anything that our membership thinks it can bring value to who they are by bringing those genres of businesses together. And what I really like about these exchanges is that everybody speaks the same language, and you bring those groups of people together, and it's like they don't have to talk; they can all talk in the code that they talk about in their industries. And I think it's a safe place for them to be. But ultimately, they're realizing they're not alone, that there's people they've never met before because of time, location, conflict, and to help bring them together, and then everybody have a voice during that setting. Very informal. It's something where it's over cocktails and hors d'oeuvres, and everybody's just talking, and then we give everybody a chance to, you know, give a 30-second training, I guess, or elevator speech, so that everybody knows who they are, and because they may have seen them before, may have met them, but didn't really know what their expertise was. But because they're all in the same fields, they all get what each other do. And so I'm excited about that. That was one of the things that our membership was asking for, that we do and bring back. So we're going to be doing one every month starting in March. And again, I'll have that information out within the next couple of days.
But, you know, the industry exchanges are very popular. We used to do them. Then our regional mixers got very popular and kind of supplanted them. It was hard to do both the industry exchanges and the regional mixers. And then the regional mixers kind of died off a little bit. And now the industry exchanges seem to be coming back. I know the attorneys always have a great time at those events and get tremendous value out of them. And I'm sure the others do as well. But, you know, it's people that are in related professions that get together and are essentially just looking for referral partners. People that, their clients may be asking for the type of help that person provides. You know, like in technology, you've got all kinds of IT services, specialties, that one guy touches on, but he really doesn't do that in a big way. And he can, if it's a little thing, he can maybe struggle his way through it. But if it's a big thing, he needs somebody else. And that really is an expert in that field. And so they have an opportunity to refer a lot of that type of business to each other, and then the guy that's the specialist in that area doesn't do a whole range of things that others do, and so he needs people he can give that business to. So, it just works out extremely well, and people get a lot of business, and the events are fine. Yeah, and you're right, you know, they get in their little clicks, and they start talking their jargon, and I stand there like an idiot wondering what you're talking about. But for them, it's fun.
Yeah, and it's always funny because it was the first time I did the attorney one, I felt like, oh, my God, I'm really out of it. And then we had the IT one, and, oh, my God, talk about being out on a different planet. Oh, my goodness. I was like, I don't even have a clue what you're talking about. So, yeah, I kind of hang back. Once those things start rolling, I'll just kind of hang back and let them go because they're in their own little world at that point. When this is odd. It's awesome.
Yeah,
we want
you can
that.
Tell they're loving it. I mean, they're eating it.
Oh, yeah.
They're in it. And this is their milieu. They're just really where they want to be. This is their sweet spot, and they're having a great time with it. So. And they find partners, you know, two or three every time they go to one of those events. You know, that's the way Steve Heyer up in Clarkston with eSolutions, which is a website design firm, that's really the way he built his business. He went to our trainings and he caught on to this whole concept of ideal referral partners. And when he showed up at every regional mixer, but he didn't go there to sell services. He went there to find referral partners, and built a stable of referral partners. And over the years, he's brought in several millions of dollars worth of referrals through those referral partners. So it works.
Sure. Yeah, that's fun. So, yeah, that's I'm excited about the prospects for this year. I think there's going to be some fun things. And Chuck, any thought of coming back for anything at all to Michigan? Or you're like, heck no, it's not happening?
Not soon. As you know, I might be having some eye surgery here shortly. I think that's going to keep me tied down for a month or two. And we'll see what goes on after that.
How's it come bug your people?
I'm sorry, what?
I said I should come down there and bug your people.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That'd be
March
fun.
March would be a good time of year to do that.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
It'd
be cold
in
Michigan, it actually,
but it'll be in the 70s and 80s down here.
We're definitely right now we're in the snow. It's like every day it's snowing again. So, it's great. Can't wait for spring. Yeah, it's good. So those are the main things that I was looking to cover today, Chuck. Was there any other subject matter you wanted to cover, or did you want to close the show a little earlier today, or what do you want to do?
Yeah, I think that's fine. I don't have anything else that's really burning at me here. We can reconvene next week and take it from there.
Okay. That's fine. It's always because I have two trainings next week. So next Tuesday I'll be doing a daytime and evening, and I'm pretty fired up after those classes. So I usually have a lot to talk about after those classes because there ended up being it's always positive. I mean that's kind of like my favorite day of the month when I do the two classes, and I'm excited about that round of members. And then I know that I was talking to for our listenership. In Michigan, it's basically Southeast Michigan, and we go from Chesterfield on the east to Milford to the west. And I was talking to our Milford chapter, and they're really re-energized, and it's a chapter that's really looking to grow. And I was talking to the leadership of that group, and they said they need like four new binders, so they're adding a bunch of new people. And I was excited, and I was like, are they coming to training? And they're like, yeah, they're going to be there on the 21st. And I was like so excited because I'm looking to see that. And I still love, when I was doing the copiers, I was going out to Milford. I was going out there quite a bit, and I really liked that group. And it's a great group of people to have. And so, but those are the things that I love to see when we bring all those chapters together for the trainings and show people the way to do the things the LBN way and watch them, you know, grow is a very rewarding thing. So I welcome them.
Kudos to Rachel Franchi out there, the president in Milford.
Yep. That's Rachel. Just, that's who I was talking to.
Yeah. Well, she's just joined LBN, stepped up to the leadership role, and she's doing a fantastic job and really turning that just really getting that chapter moving. So
because I was
really
when I was talking to her,
the hard work she's doing.
Yeah, because she was excited about the social media piece of it. She took over as the admin for the page, and I was explaining to her about putting the asks on after the meeting, and she thought that was an amazing idea. And so good stuff, really good stuff. So we will end the show a little bit early today. We're at about 45 minutes. And so, Chuck, good luck with what's going on with your vision next week. I hope everything goes the way you want and need it to.
I appreciate that.
You'll be in our prayers. And for our audience, give him a prayer tonight, too. I'm sure he would appreciate it as well. So, Chuck, again, good luck. Enjoy the rest of your day. And for our audience, God bless America. And we'll see you guys all next week. Take care. Bye-bye. Bye, Chuck.
Bye-bye.